Imagine the smell of some old sweaty shoes, or think of the cages in all of the zoos. The scent of cow pastures would be sorely missed if all you could smell was that cooked lutefisk. Hey, what's that smell?
That's cooked lutefisk.
That's filling the air. It's peeling the paint off and curling my hair.
That's cooked lutefisk.
Well, don't go to Lena's, or she will insist that you take a taste of her cooked lutefisk. Well, if it was trash day, I'd gladly inhale the fumes of the truck or a beached rotting whale. I'd rather sniff Jim Crow's or even be kissed by a foul-mouthed baboon than inhale lutefisk. Hey, what's that smell?
That's cooked lutefisk.
That's filling the air. It's peeling the paint off and curling my hair.
That's cooked lutefisk.
Don't go to Lena's, or she will insist that you take a taste of her cooked lutefisk. Now all us Norwegians, you know that we've had to try lutefisk, and it's really not bad. So when you first try some, plug your nose for sure, 'cause it tastes like strong fish. It just smells like manure. So don't go